We are going to become gods. Period. If you don't like it, get off. You don't have to contribute. You don't have to participate. But if you're going to interfere with me becoming God, you're going to have big trouble.
But if you're going to interfere with me becoming God, you're going to have big trouble.
Then we'll have warfare.
What is going on with y'all, man? It is Black Balloon, and I'm coming back with another video, so y'all already know what's going on. All right, y'all. Now, today, as promised, we are coming back and continuing the clone series. So in one or two of the clone videos that I recently dropped, a good bit of you were bringing up Teela Tequila, right? Someone I had almost completely forgot about. She's one of the like original internet famous people, one of the first people to blow up off the internet. I think she had over 1.5 million friends, or today they would call it followers, on MySpace. All the way back to MySpace, y'all. Basically, she's like the original internet celebrity almost, right? There was a point in her life where she, you know, according to the narrative, just went off her rocker. You know, that's what they would say. She started exposing everything, cloning, trafficking, you name it. She talked about it. She had a lot of videos where she basically went on rants and was telling it all. Now, it could have been the result of her doing her own research, or it was the opposite. She experienced some of those things. You know, maybe she was even cloned herself. Now that we know they've been cloning for a very long time, her story does not sound far-fetched at all. I know back in those days, people thought that she was crazy, but we've already heard similar stories with Donald Marshall. We've heard similar stories just from random people we would never think of. Even B.O.B., the rapper B.O.B., when he talked about cloning. I mean, we could throw some of his clips in this video as well, just for context. You know, if y'all want to see that, I figure, hey, why not? We'll go ahead and listen to a couple of the clips from Teela Tequila. And of course, you know, I found some other things that just goes with the entire cloning series as well. You know, it basically just continues. There's a lot of proof out there. If you look for it, it is steadily available for you, right? So I'll keep this intro short, y'all. We'll go ahead and jump into this video. I think we'll listen to Teela Tequila first. And yeah, man, I appreciate y'all bringing her up to me, because like I said, I completely forgot about her. So I figured, why not? We'll go ahead and drop another video on the cloning series. So with that being said, check this out.
Everything, you know, but since you're gonna fuck with me, I'm live right now. Everybody freaking download this afterwards. I'm gonna make another broadcast and whatever. And I'm going to disclose the whole thing. I'm going to get straight to the freaking point. All right. So they are, the politicians are clone bots, okay? I told you guys this a while ago when I said I travel, blah, blah, blah. I come back to 3D Earth, and I say, it's so weird. I see, like, all these robots and zombies, yada, yada. Boom. I get disclosure information. I was correct. Machine politician exposed. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, let me just skim through here since they fucked with my program. I will continue in a better program on my own. The clone president. All right. It's been featured pointedly in top newspapers, but the people don't understand. George W. Bush is no human. He is not the son of his alleged parents. He is a clone president. The clone president. The sizzling hot subject of cloning has not yet reached the public, but it is the biggest subject of all. The headline of this article places the first letter of the word, quote, president, unquote, in parentheses, because legally speaking, the sitting president is merely in residence of the White House see legal analysts of Supreme Court corruption swindle, blah, blah, blah. The word clone is intended and is to not be confused with the word clown, even though in the given context the two words may come close. The subtitle, Democracy in Action, yes. The subtitle alone is ironic because the report gives us barely anything else left to watch. Anyways, let me get straight to the freaking point, okay? George W. Bush died in 1987 and was carried on through secret laboratories, Area 51, etc., as a zombie henceforth. He is not the only one. They walk among us and look like we do, but they are geared to sorrow and not happiness. Their souls are like wild animals. Their survival is driven by fierce cruelty untamed. They're fugitives of paradise. They're dwellers of the jungle. Their law is the law of the jungle, to eat or be eaten. America has no president. It has a series of look-alike clone bonobo chimpanzees who are 100% remote controlled through the magnetic waves. The alleged president is sophisticated theme park diorama, a walking and talking 9/11. Its controlling force is not democracy, but jungle law and demonic possession. This prehistory in British royalty, Greg Hallett, and in personality development of the young George W. Bush, Brownsville, Texas, children of fold satanic ritual slaughter, Bush at the time was still human.
With my program, darling, Queen Elizabeth, and the pedophilia ring, and the cloning centers. That's right, darling, the cloning centers. Parents, listen to me right now. They are blocking me, but that is quite all right. They're blocking me, but that's quite all right. Because I have many, many other forces. I shall not say their names right now. I have many big plans to expose all of you disgusting, sadistic fucks. Okay? That is all. I shall save that for another time, but, however, I shall repeat. That was just an introduction, getting all the way back. They call themselves the Black Ability. Now, that is just one part of it. All right? Black Ability resides all the way back from ancient times, so which they think they feel like they are the divine chosen ones. From whom, may I ask? Definitely not God, our creator of the world. They feed on bloodlust. Children, the pedophilia ring, recently busted. Oh, it's been going on for centuries. Parents, listen to me carefully. I don't care if I'm popping up. I should continue this. I'm not alone on this battle. Believe that. Hundreds of missing children come up every year. You wonder, why? How could it be? And then there's the so-called, you know, CPS or whatever they're called. They come and take your children just for nothing, right? Not to discredit everybody, because not everybody's bad. I'm talking about the bad people. And they take your kids, they take them as, they treat them like, I can't even say the word, disgusting, it's sadistic. They take your kids, they talk them out like little, like experiment they do, because they're so fucking stupid, my French. But then again, when I'm dealing with these people cum buckets, anyways, so they're the cloning centers where they take your children and do sadistic things to them. I'm not even talking about child molestation here. Not to mention one of the owners that got caught flying out to Florida to meet up with a four-year-old little girl to have sex with a four-year-old girl. That's right. No one said because it is so highly sinful. We have commercials about, you know, starving kids. You know, save the starving kids. And it's heartbreaking enough. But we can have commercials about it. Why? Because it's a horrible thing and people can have commercials about it. Why do we not have commercials about Daddy, please don't, Mommy, please don't let Daddy touch me, because it's disgusting, it's so disgusting beyond sin that no one can even make a commercial about that, because that's how sinful it is. Do you understand that? Do you understand how sinful that is? These people, I'm not even going to call them people, all right? They take your children, they not only molest them, mindfuck them, and then make them shoot each other, they give them guns, it's either you shoot him or I'm going to shoot you.
Now, those two clips was from two of her main rants where she basically just talked about a bunch of different stuff, right? Now, you got to remember the time that she was speaking on all those things. Yes, that kind of stuff was on YouTube. But for you know, like an internet celebrity or just any kind of celebrity in general, it wasn't taken lightly. Like, a lot of people just brushed it off and thought she was crazy, just like any other celeb, artist, actor, you know, from the 90s up into the 2000s. When you get to speaking like that back in those days, it's like, yeah, I can't listen to them anymore, blah, 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 right? Definitely a lot more common in these days because, you know, a lot of this stuff has been proven. And I try to chop up that last part as best as I can, because no audio exists where it's not chopped up, like as if, I don't know if she had a bad connection or just when she uploaded that video back then, it just got muffled from it being on YouTube. I don't know. I don't know why it was so choppy. So I tried to cut down that clip to the parts where you could understand what she was saying. One of the parts that I wanted to expand on was her when she was talking about the little ones being kidnapped and sent to cloning centers. This is something that B.O.B., Donald Marshall, and all of them, they talked about as well. I think B.O.B. sent out a tweet that was like, all the little ones that go missing every year equals cloning center. There's obviously a connection to all of the little ones that go missing across the world, or if you want to narrow it down to the United States, there's a connection to those little ones and cloning centers, right? So soon as she said something about CPS and them basically being like a breeding ground, I was like, oh. And by the way, I think we'll do the B.O.B. part in another video. It's too much. And I got a really good clip. I dug up some of the old stuff that was very hard to find when B.O.B. was talking about this stuff. A lot of it got scrubbed off YouTube. But we're going to do that in another video, because I found this other clip that goes with the whole CPS and little ones being kidnapped and sent to cloning centers and all that good stuff, right? I'm about to play a clip that a lot of you may remember. It went viral on YouTube years ago, maybe like 6 years ago, where this panel is talking about CPS. They're talking about these organizations that were started to help the little ones that ended up turning into like a breeding ground for what is now going on today. A lot of you may remember this clip, but I thought it would be very relevant to the video we're doing now. And remember, a lot of these people tie the little ones to these cloning centers and ritualistic offerings, all kind of stuff. It all relates. So we're not really switching the subject here. We're just kind of tapping into what could possibly be from these organizations and why these little ones go missing so much. Because you got to remember, they have to practice, or they have to have human bodies to clone, you know, and it starts with the little ones. They can't just get random people right off the street who have families, who have this and that, to try and clone or to make multiple copies of, because, you know, obviously that would create a big stir. Where's my family member? So on and so on. So a lot of the time, vulnerable little ones are kidnapped for these kind of organizations that clone kids, or, you know, have different kind of goals with what they want to achieve when it comes to the little ones, rituals, cloning, so on and so on, right? We'll go ahead and jump into this clip. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. And after this clip, y'all, I'm going to come back and we'll wrap this video up. All right. Check this out.
As a parent and as a patriot, I'm absolutely outraged by what we're allowing to happen to our children. Humanity is judged on how you treat the weakest member of the society. Child love has nothing to do with the abuse of children. These children are not just kidnapped and in some cases bred by families as a cash crop. We have people in the United States of America that breed children in order to sell them. Mm-hmm. And when they are sold, they come without birth certificates. No one asks where they are. We're also importing children by the plane load. Again, children who have no documentation, because you have adrenalized blood. You have the whole blood drinking ceremony of the satanic world. It's also the use of children for harvesting body organs. We'll have the Falun Gong testimony tomorrow. One of the reasons that the Falun Gong are so popular is because they're so healthy, so that you can harvest their body organs and get the very best. And then you have ritual ceremonies and ritual murder, as well as incidental murder. But I know the system. I've been a spy all over the world. I have created the Marine Corps Intelligence Command. I have trained intelligence and law enforcement representatives, over 8,000 of them from across 66 countries. They're all, without exception, good people trapped in a bad system. And one of the most wonderful things that this court could achieve, now that we've had Pizzagate, for example, which opened people's mind, is we could achieve an opening of the public mind and an absolute imperative from the public to governments, including the U.S. government, which I think is the center of gravity in so many ways. I have found in my research and preparation for this court and all of the work that will follow that most organizations that end up being used to prey on children, Oxfam is a recent example, all of the United Nations organizations, the Boy Scouts of America, all of the child services agencies across the United States of America, they did not start out as organizations to prey on children, but they attract pedophiles and ultimately end up rising in the ranks and controlling those organizations, so that an organization that initially started out in the service of children becomes an organization that is in fact hunting children.
Now, something to note that I thought was very interesting. He talked about undocumented children. He talked about the ones that don't have birth certificates at all. And they were basically bred to be sold, bred to be sacrificed, bred for ritualistic offerings, and also to be cloned. Now, they didn't talk about that, but I thought that clip was very relevant to this entire video, the clone topic, you know, especially Tila Tequila bringing up CPS. Like I said earlier, BOB mentioned it. Donald Marshall mentioned it. So we know some of the most wicked stuff goes on with the little ones. So, you know, I wouldn't dismiss it or think it's far out there that it starts with the little ones. You know, we're talking about kids that don't have a family, don't have a home. Basically disregarded, given up, already experienced so much trauma. You know, the R word at a very young age. No one cares about them. They don't have a home. Which is why they use these little ones for these experiments, for torture, for mind control, for cloning. Because they have no background. Like I said, they're not just kidnapping regular people off the street who have families and so on and so on. These are, you know, little ones that are already in the system, already been forgotten about, and they're preyed upon by these organizations, scientists, you know, people who want to experiment, people who want to sell them to another family who's just going to continue to do the same thing, or another individual who's going to continue to do the same thing. Now, what's even more interesting about this guy, Robert Steele, is on the screen right now. So he actually died a couple of years after doing that panel. He said what happened in 2020, you know, the global, you know what, in 2020. He said it was a hoax. And guess what? Supposedly, he died from it just a year later. In 2021, he called the global you-know-what in 2020 a hoax. He said he was one of the first people to do it. Mind you, he's an ex-CIA officer. He gave you his credentials, trained many intelligence, you know, agents, part of creating some kind of strategic training with the Marines. So, very well connected. He called it a hoax. And then basically a year later, he supposedly died from it. And y'all know what I'm talking about. That happened in 2020. Went on for a couple of years. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Can't say it in the video. So I thought that was very, very interesting. And someone who had the access that he's had in life, especially in the government, especially through intelligence agencies, the CIA. And what he called a hoax, he supposedly died from not long after making that statement and going on record against these organizations who prey on the little ones and use them for ritual practices. Very interesting, y'all. Very interesting. So this will go ahead and wrap up this cloning video. We do have another one that will be, you know, bringing up the old B.O.B. clips and so on. So we got a few more things to get into in that video. And that may be the last video I do on the whole cloning series for a while. I think we've created one of the dopest cloning series here on YouTube. I have all the videos in a playlist on my page. So anytime y'all want to access the cloning series here on YouTube, it's already in a playlist for you. You know, I'll go back and section videos that are part of a series and make a playlist. I don't know why I didn't do it long ago, but you know, to make things a little bit more easy to access, I'll make sure I do that in the future. So with that being said, y'all, it's Black Balloon, and I'm gonna see y'all soon. I'm out.